A reading from John 1, 9 through 14. The true life which gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord. The work of Jesus is the work of turning enmity into peace. You were once an enemy of God. All of humanity was once an enemy of God. Having been made in his image and placed in community with him, we turned away. People used to make sacrifices of animals or grain to appease God and come into his presence, but that never really worked all that well. Jesus, though, fully bridges the gap to bring peace between us and God. In the book of John, we read of the birth of Jesus with a poetic and theological view. We don't read about a census or a manger, but about the light coming into the world and living with us to make peace. God himself became flesh. Not appearing physical, not taking on human form, he became fully and completely human and gave other humans the right to join the family of God. You see, being close to God without peace with God is a fearful thing. It's what causes Moses to call himself unworthy or to cover his eyes. It's what drives the Israelites to fall on their faces. It's what kills Uzzah. It's what gives rise to the fearful images in Revelation. Presence without peace is a recipe for disaster. Jesus, though, brings both. It's true that he makes peace through his sacrifice, but his life is more than his death. In birth, he brings peace also. When Jesus becomes a human, there in his very body, God and human are perfectly united. God chooses to become flesh and bone, mortal and susceptible to injury. He is fully and completely human and fully and completely God. In that moment when God becomes human, God condescends to accept into himself the reality of human existence. And there's an example here of the peace we can have with God, living as a first century Middle Eastern man. In Jesus, there's no distinction between humanity and God, but they live as one united whole. Often we hear people read about Jesus interpreting between his human nature or his divine nature. In reality, there is no separation. And this is the promise of peace we might have with God. No longer a relationship of fear or of hiddenness, but now we are united. More than bringing peace with God, when the work of Jesus is accomplished in the lives of his followers, peace abounds. We become peacemakers, looking to break down walls and build bridges. Our communities become houses of peace where anger, self-preservation, or violence are overcome by care for others. The birth of Jesus is the beginning of a new age in human history where God works through us so that we can live at peace with one another. Jesus brings peace. And finally, Jesus brings peace within yourself. He puts your warring desires to death so that you can live a mature and perfect life. His birth is the promise of a new life and a new relationship with yourself. Jesus brings peace. So breathe in and breathe out and know that God is here. Breathe in and breathe out and know that God saves. Breathe in and breathe out and know that he is at work in you to make you whole. Jesus brings peace with God, with one another, and with yourself. Breathe in and breathe out, and know that his peace is for you today. As you take a moment to dim the lights and light the second candle, the peace candle, take time in silence to experience his peace. Because of him, you are at peace with God. You can be at peace with others, and you can be at peace with yourself. As you light these candles, let the flames remind you of his presence with you today. Let's pray. Lord, let us rest in your presence. Still the voices in our lives that fill us with anxiety or worry, let your voice be the only one we hear. And let us hear you calling us home to be with you. Now spend a few moments simply resting in God's presence and knowing that he is here.